The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ad Meir Ve'esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara says, "Vayishmer Reb Chanina, why did they ask this question of what refuah to give on Shabbos and what's a good refuah, a working refuah, a muchzik dika refuah?" Rishum the baki b'refuah. So Reb Chanina was a baki b'refuah. It's the Amar Reb Chanina. We have a member of Chanina says, "Chulin me'olam le'shalan yadam al makas preyde levana v'choy." Never had a person ask me about a makas preyde levana, a white mule that gave somebody a kick. And he survived. The Gemara says doesn't mean that a person can't survive such a makkah. It means that such a makkah never heals 100%. And the Gemara says, you see, Reb Chanina was a baki b'refuah. Not only could he tell you which refuah works, but he could tell you which refuah doesn't work, and he can tell you what things can never be healed. That's a mumches. That's a specialty and expertise in refuah, and that's why we call Reb Chanina baki b'refuah. There are other friedik from the Tanoim Amoraim afila that were doctors. Gemara tells us about Metzia that Shmuel was a Reife. Gemara says that Shmuel looked in the Sefer of Adam HaRishon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, every generation, who's going to be the leaders, who's going to be the Manhigim, who are going to be the Chamsonim and the Gazlonim of every Dor. And when Adam HaRishon looked through the Dairis and he saw Shmuel, on Shmuel it was written that Chochem he'll be, he won't be a Musmach, he won't be called Rebbe, and the refuah of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi of Rebbe will be Al Yodoi. There's a medrash that says that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel were traveling, walking b'chutzis Yerushalayim, and somebody asked them, how do you heal a certain sickness? And they told them exactly what to do. See that from the Tanoim already, we had people, Chachomim, Gedolim, who were b'kiyum in refuah. Famous Avada the Rambam, who knew refuah, whose texts on medicine are still read today by doctors, behispilus of how much they understood already back then. The Goyin said that he knew all of refuah except for the sugi of medicine. His father told him it's not kedai to learn medicine, because if he understands medicine, he knows how to give out prescriptions and how to mix drugs, then he'll have to take time off of his learning to be healing people, a mitzvah. And therefore, he didn't learn medicine, but chutz from the practical medication, the goy knew refuah. Me'idach, there's a famous Ramban, in Parshas B'chukaisai, the Ramban says, Ma'al roifei be'eveis ever elikim, what's a doctor doing in the house of an ever elikim? The Pasuk says, Vasi roisi machlin b'kirbecha, if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do like it says in the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take all sicknesses away from you, you'll never have a sickness, you'll never need a doctor. And he says, all you have to do is do Ritzon Shamayim, and you won't be sick, you won't need anything. And brings the Pasuk in Malachim, says that Asa became sick. And Gam Becholia, the Pasuk says, he was Dirish B'Raifim, he went to the doctors, and he didn't go to the Navi. The Ramban says, the Pasuk says two things that he did wrong. First of all, he didn't go to the Navi. Second of all, not only that, he actually went to a doctor. And the Ramban says, it's like he say about somebody, he didn't eat matzah, and he ate chametz. It's two things. Not only he missed out the mitzvah matzah, he also ate chametz. So too also, not only did he not go to the Navi, he wasn't Derish Balikim, but he was Derish Baraifim. Says the Ramban, you see that you're not supposed to go to doctors. It's even said over about the Goyin, that once he got sick, and he didn't want doctors to touch him, to heal him at all. And arguing on this Ramban, we have a Rambam. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos Simsochem, Mishnah tells us that Chizki HaMelech was Goyin as he hid the Sefer Refuos. Chizki HaMelech saw that people were using the Sefer Refuos and there was something wrong with it, and so he hid it, he put it away that nobody should be able to use it. Says the Rambam, don't say like those Tipshim who say that Sefer Refuos was a Sefer of Chochmah of Shlema HaMelech, that Shlema HaMelech wrote down the cure for every sickness, for every ailment in the world. And Chizki saw that people were using the Sefer Refuos to heal themselves, and instead of going to the Navi, instead of asking the Eibishter to heal them, they were just taking the medicine and getting better. And because of that, Chizki put the Sefer away. Says the Rambam, Hagba'atzmacha. If a person is sick, the sickness that's called hunger, would we tell him to daven? Or would we tell him eat bread? Every sickness has a specific cure, a specific way of solving that ailment and that problem in the body. And certainly, if you have a medicine, you're mechuyev to take it, and you should take it. The Rambam therefore explains that Chizki was going as a sefer refuas. It means there was a book that had in it pieces of Darkei HaMoiri, had in it Avodah Zarah, or the Rambam says perhaps it was a book of poisons and their antidotes. And it was written so that people would know how to cure poisons. And unfortunately, people started using it, instead of for the refuah, they were using it for the makkah, and they learned how to poison people, and it was coming a sakana, and therefore Chizki put away the sefer refuas. But avada, avada, zok the Rambam, that if you have a roife, you have a medicine, you shouldn't use it, you should take it properly. The Gemara says in the Dorim that somebody was mudar anol mechaveroi, you're allowed to heal him refuas gufay, even though you're not allowed to be mahanehim, but healing him is not called being mahanehim. It's a mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to do it. In the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, Mechaber says, Nos na ha-Toyre reshus l'roif l'rapis. The Torah gave permission for a doctor to heal a patient. U-mitzvahi, says the Mechaber, not only it's a reshus, it's a mitzvah. Bechlal pikuach nefeshu, it's pikuach nefesh, and he goes on to explain that the doctor has to be careful, and he has to deal with his medicine, like with dinei nefoshes, and he has to have a shikul hadas, he has to be responsible, and he can only use a refuah that is known to work, and he goes through the halachas of doctors. The Taz asks the Pasha to steer a mechaber. Mechaber starts off, nis nos na ha-toyru reshus l'roif l'rapis. It sounds like he has permission, it's a reshus. And then he starts, and then he continues the next two words, u-mitzvi. So for the Taz, what is it? Is it a reshus? Is it a mitzvah? So the Taz says, Nira, this is what we mean to say over here. Really, the true refuah of the Taz is by Bakoshas Rachamim, by davening to the Eibishter. Like the Pasuk says, Machatzi Vani Erpe. The Eibishter is the one who heals the Cholim. But, Lav Kol Adam Zoyche Lekach. Not everybody is Zoyche, that when he gets sick, he says a few Kapitel Chtilim. He turns to the wall and he davens, and he says Vidui. And immediately you'll have a refuah, like we see by Chizki HaMelech. Chizki got sick, the Navi came and told him, you're in trouble, you're going to die. Chizki turned around and faced the wall, and he davened, and he was mekabel on himself la'asid to be mesaken his averus, and the Navi came back minutes later and told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel your tshuva, you're going to get better. Zok the Taz, not everybody is zoiche to such a hisgalus, to such a clear hashkocha, that he should just dive into the Eibusha and he'll get better. Memela, the Eibusha set up in the world a system, Alpidarach HaTeva, Alpitava Ha'ilom, that the Eibusha says, I give Rishus that you can go to a doctor. And once the Rishus was given to go to a doctor, to make the Nes of Rafua happen, B'teva Ha'ilom, then the Taz continues, Yeshchiyav Alaroi Filasis Rafua Say. Once you have reshus to do it, it's a chiyuv. And with that, the Taz is Masberg, Morin Brachis, the end of Perek HaRoya. Ba'ach says, Hanichnas Lahakis Dam, a person is going to do a refuah of Hakaza, of bloodletting that they did in times of Chazal for refuah. Before you do it, you should say, Yirotel Mufonecha, Shiye Esek Zeh, Lila Refuah. Davin Rabbein Shalom, it should be Yirotel, it should be your will, that this Esek, this Hakaza, should be a refuah for me, the Tirpa'eni, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should heal me. Kikel Reif and Emanata Hashem, you're a trustworthy healer. Refuascha Emes, and your refu is true. Fishein Dalkan Shalbani Adam Lerapis. It's really not the way of people to heal. Rashi explains, what does Rabacha mean? It's not the way of people to heal. Really, people shouldn't heal. Really, all refu is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what can we do? The Eibishter gave over the world to Teva. The Eibishter hides himself behind the Teva. And therefore, in the Ilum HaTeva that we live in, the only way to become better is to go to a doctor. We don't have the hashkocha clear from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Abaye comes, and Abaye says, don't say that. Don't say that it's not the derech of people. Because Tona Deveri Bishmol V'Rapa Yerapa, the Pasuk says that you could heal a person. Shenitna Rishus L'Reif L'Rapa. Doctor has permission. So the Taz explains, Rav Acha said, really people shouldn't heal. Really all you have to do is daven. Abaye said, no. Even though it's true that refuah comes from the Eibishter. And really, even when you go to a doctor, the refuah comes from the Eibishter. And therefore, before you walk into a doctor, you should daven that the doctor should be the Eibishter shliach to heal you. And before you go lahakas dam, like Rabbi Acha said, you have to say, Rabbi Shalom, you heal me. Because really, it's the Eibishter who's healing you. But Ayyoyis, the Eibishter runs the world, but derech ha-teva. The Eibishter hides in the cloud of teva. If you look at the way the world runs, without looking deep into it, you won't realize it's the Eibishter who's doing it. So the Eibishter wants you to go to a doctor and do your refuah that way. And Zokta Taz, that's what the Ramban means. Avada, mal roife beveis ever alikin. If a person was a true Eved Elokim, we were living back in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, first Beis HaMikdash, when we had Nevi'im, we had Gilui Shechina, and everything was run straight from the Yad Hashem, of course you wouldn't need to go to a doctor. Because those days they lived with Nevi'im. They lived, your sickness is from Averis, and your healing comes from Tshuva. Aber Zok Titaz, Bizmanenu, that we live in the Olam HaHester, we live in the Golos, and we don't see the Yad Hashem Begoli, then Avadi, even the Ramban agrees that a person would have to go to a doctor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.